making Italy's. After making Italy, I feel like that.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna go, and it's still on the thing too, but I took it off the burner. I hope.
You should come more often, Vishwan Marshall.
No.
Because then Achyuta will get up early.
I hear.
You should repeat from Savai Punsang Paro Dharma.
Savai Punsang Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Radhokshaje Ahaitukya Pratihata Yayatma Samprasidati. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatyash Vairagyam Jnanam Chayadahaitukam. Dharma Svanushtita Pumsam Vishwaksenu Kathasya Not Padir Yadaritiam Shrama Evihi Kevalam Dharmasya Hyapavargasya Narthortasya Upakalpate Narthasya Dharmekantasya Kamo Labhai Hi Smrita. Uske baad?
Vadanti.
Vadanti Tat Tattva Vidas Tattvam Yaj Jnanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabdyate.
More?
Sinnatangsa Kathakrishna.
No, Shushusha.
Munayo Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya
Pashyantatmani Chatmanam
Shruta Grihitaya. Then Srinvatang
Shushusha Shushusha Bhagavad Sadadanasya Vasudevikata Aruchi Shushusha
Shushusho
Shushusho
Shraddhadan
Shraddhanasya
Shraddhanasya
Vasudeve
Kataruchi
Varuchi
Shyanmahasevya Vipra
Punyashravanasevya.
Then
Srinvatam Sukatha Krishna Punyashravana Kirtana Hridyantasthohya Bhadrani Vidhinoti Suhitsvatam Nashta Prayeshu Bhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavatyuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Tada Rajastamo Bhavas Kamalo Bhadayasche Chaita Ete Navritam Stitam Satve Prasidati.
These are the essence of whole Srimad Bhagavatam. If anyone knows and realizes these slokas, it means he has read Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the meaning Tada Rajastamo?
When we attain nishtha and bhakti, then at that time, rajogun, tamogun, and kam, krodh, lobh, mad, matsarya, still they're there, but we are not affected by them at all.
Very good. You?
Can't do all.
Not all?
Not yet.
How much?
Savaipum samparadamo yate bhakti radoksaje Ahaituki apratihata yayatna sam suprasidati. And then a jump.
No, after that.
No, I have to jump a few then.
Vasudeva okay. Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga.
What is it? Vasudeva
Bhagavati.
Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janasuya.
Janatyasu Vairagyam.
Vairagyam.
Jananchadahituka.
And then Sutra.
Dharma Sunishtita. Why not?
But
you should remember all these slokas.
Yesterday,
so I can do from Sutra.
Gurudev, yesterday you said two slokas only.
But he told that I remember all this.
Yeah.
For him, I especially told.
Yes.
Very intelligent and remembers very
Sutra Sra Saradanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatsevaya Vipra Punya Tirtana Sevanat Srinvatam Svakata Krishnas Punya Sravana Kirtana Ridya Vidyantastohya Bhadrani
Vidunati
Suritsutam Nasta Prayasu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Sloki Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki Antada Rajas Tamo Bhava Kam Aloba Dayas Chaye
Cheta
Ete Anavidham Stita Sattva Prasidati.
Meaning? Is this
meaning is when that when the devotee becomes established in bhakti, then
pratik nishtha,
when he attains nishtha, then all those things in the heart that are caused by the modes of passion and ignorance, such as anger, greed, these type of things, they are irrevocably destroyed. And he becomes extremely happy being on the platform of Sadhguru.
Not destroyed. They may be no harm, but they have no effect.
But is he established then in sattva-guna or sudha-sattva?
Sattva-guna.
Sattva-prasidati. Means he has sudha-sattva-prasidati.
And nishtha-matrata holo to?
Nishtha holo ab dhire-dhire jabe sattva. Sattva means sat rajas tamo, eta kita bole diyeche age.
Na tat rajas tamo bhava adaya bolenni rajo ar tamo subside hobe.
So mishra sattva
thapi no
nishtha
acha you
savai pumsam paro dharma yato bhakti radakshaye ahaituki apratiyata yayatma samprasirati Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prajojitaha Yanasa Yasu Ay Vairagyam Yanam Sayat Ahaitukam Shushu Shau Sradadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Shyan Mahatsevya Vipra Punya Tirta Nisevayat Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Ridiyantosta Avadrani Vidanoti Suritsatam Naste Prayesu Avadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Tadara Yastamo Bhavo
Bhava Kamalo Bhadyastaya
Kamalo Bhadyastaya Cheta Eta Anadir Vidam Stitam Satve Prasidati Evam Prasada Manaso Bhagavat Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavat Tattva Vigyanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate Bidyate Ridya Grantas Chityate Chashyak Sarva Sansaya, Kriyante, Chasya Karmani, Drishta, Evatmanishvari.
Oto Bai Kabayo?
Ha, tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you for you three to remember.
And meaning.
Now part of.
Meaning.
Meaning.
Okay. So in first chapter, the sages are asking Sutta Goswami questions about the importance, what is the most important thing for the living entity in Kali Yuga to do. There are so many scriptures. What is the essence of all scriptures and the best activity? So Sutta Goswami is replying here, Savai Pum Samparo Dharmo, the best activity is to render devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that devotional service must be unmotivated, unconditional. How to obtain that? He is describing this process very clearly. First, we have to render service to the pure Vaishnavas. By their mercy, we will obtain an interest, a taste to hear Harikatha. Then, hearing Harikatha, Krishna, as a Harikatha, will manifest in our heart as our bosom friend, and he will clear himself all the anarthas. Continuing hearing Harikatha and serving pure Vaishnavas, we will become gradually freed from all that is inauspicious. And moreover, we will obtain nishtha. It will be such that the influence of the modes of passion, ignorance, they will become no longer a disturbance for us, and we will be fixed in our bhakti. We will become very happy and very much inspired to render devotional services, and that which is
troublesome,
moreover, that which is that process of bhakti yoga will become a joy, a great source of happiness, and the things which are our fruitive activities, that will be stopped, and we will obtain realized knowledge of our relationship with Sri Krishna, in either Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhurya. Yeah.
Yo,
Parpar.
Oh.
By being fixed in devotional service, the modes of nature are no longer affecting the jiva, and at that time he enters into shuddha sattva, pure goodness, and in that state he feels very satisfied and happy. And when a devotee is in shuddha sattva, he is qualitatively non-different than the Supreme Lord. In quality, same. So all good qualities, all goodness, all saintly qualities come within him, and all bad qualities are gone.
Thank you.
You?
Wait.
Savai pum sampado damo yato bhakti ahodoksaje ahoita kiyapati yata yayatna sampasirati. Then I'll jump. Big jump to Shimbata Svakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Vidyantas Toya Bhajani Viduno Tisuritsatam Nasta Prayasva Bhadeshu Nicham Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki Tadara Jastamo Bhava Kamalo Bhadayastaye Cheta Iter Anavidam
Stitam
Satvam Prasidati
Evam
Prasana Manaso Bhagavat Bhakti Yoga Taha Bhagavat Bhakta Vijnanam Mukta Sangasa Jayate Vijante Ridayakshantis Chichante Sarvasam Sayaha Kshiyante Chasha Karmani Vista Eva Manisvari.
Oh, thank you. So good to remember. You can preach. What is the meaning?
Well, as Prabhu explained, that this Sutta Goswami is explaining to the sages of Naimisharangra, who are assembled at the beginning of Kali Yuga to counteract the effects of Kali Yuga. So they asked 6 questions to Sutta Goswami, and this is the answer of the first question. And the question was, what can you explain in a shortcut, in a summary, what is the most important things for people to do in Kali Yuga, because people have a short remembrance and they are not very intelligent. So Sutta Goswami is saying, Savaipum Samparodamo, that the essence is that one should perform devotional, pure devotional service unto Sri Krishna, which should be unalloyed and uninterrupted. And this is actually the best of all dharmas. And then he is explaining the process that Sri Krishna, who's Paramatma in everyone's heart and a well-wisher of all the saintly devotees, he is cleansing the heart of all material contamination by so that the devotees can render devotional service unto him, and thus everything becomes gradually destroyed. And then nasta prayasva badishu, that the material mode of passion and ignorance, that the material modes of ignorance and passion, such as hankering, lust, anger, that will gradually diminish from the heart. And then Krishna, who is glorified by the shlokas, will be established as an irrevocable fact. And then when one comes in the mode of goodness, nishta, then everything, the mind becomes very peaceful. He's no more affected by the modes of material nature. And then he renders unalloyed pure devotional service. And tattva jnana means that one understands the tattva, who's Krishna, and realize through bhakti and bhajan that who is Krishna. And then all the knots in the heart, the knot of ahankara, becomes pierced by this knowledge. And then all the the misgivings and doubts and speculations about what is spiritual and not will be cut to pieces, and thus one becomes totally established in a pure mode of goodness, and he will thus render service to Sri Krishna.
Thank you.
You should explain the meaning. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janat Asu Jnanam Vairagyam Chajya Jayatuka.
Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janat Yasu Vairagyam Jnanam Sayat Ahaitukam. So by rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, automatically, the realization, transcendental knowledge will manifest in the heart, and detachment from this world will also manifest in the heart.
Anyone who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, hearing Hari Katha, Vasudeva, Vasudeva Mani Krishna, then very soon and surely Tattva Gyan will come. Tattva Gyan, you know?
Transcendental knowledge.
Transcendental knowledge. Who am I? Who is Krishna? What is Prem Tattva, Radha Tattva, or Maya Tattva, all will come in easy. And at the same time, detachment from worldly things will bound to come. If anyone is hearing Harikatha,
remembering
Kirtan, but nor Tattva Gyan, and especially
detachment
from worldly desires not coming, it means that he is doing nothing. Something loop and hole. They should repair their hope loop and hole. Always remember that in our life is not to
enjoy
and make money. Always. This should be only to
maintain
our life. Our main aim and object should be Krishna service. Hearing Hari Katha to realize and anyhow to attain Krishna prema. Always. Then Maya will not attack you. Otherwise, if you will forget this and hankering after money and sense gratification, life will be spoiled. Only to inspire you all, I come. Here, there, where, there. Those who are totally engaged in sense gratification, oh, I have come to take them out of dark veil. Always think that your aim and object you should not forget. For next day.
Gurudev, Madhav Maharaj.
Anything special you can.
He
has.
Okay.
Then second slok. Evang. Prasannam manaso bhagavatyadhakshaye
bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sanga shijayate.
The main thing is there, that tada rajas tamo bhava in this slok have to take from previous two sloks. The srinatangsa katha krishna punna savana kirtana hriddanta se javadjani vidunoti suyutsatam. Then Nasta prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati nastiki. All conditioned soul, they have anartha, means unwanted desire. You want or not bound to be there for conditioned soul. So how to get rid of all these things? Then he's telling sinnatha sakatha krishna punna sravana kirtana. Have to listen krishna katha. It is always give auspices, either hearing or doing kirtan. And what kind of unwanted thing we have, then will krishna take it out. Just like you gave example, if any friend going to another friend's house and he knock the door, friend open the door and he sing, became very happy and want to arrange something, there is chair for sitting and there's some dust, the friend who came to visit, he take his handkerchief and clean and sit there. And then other friend came, oh, what are you doing? No, this is my house. In same way, when devotee do Sravan and Kirtan from bona fide Vaishnava Sadguru, then Krishna will clean by himself and take seat in his heart and never come out. And what will be the effect of that? Nostra prayesu avadresu. By this way, almost of all his unwanted desire will wash out. How it is possible? Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Have to do Bhagavata Seva every day. Bhagavat also two types, Granta Bhagavat and Bhakta Bhagavat. For Granta Bhagavat, key is in the hand of Bhakta Bhagavat. Unless until you are not serving Bhakta Bhagavat, then Granta Bhagavat will not be manifest in your heart. And Bhakta Bhagavat three types, Murchit Kasai, Nirdhut Kasai, Prapta Parsad Bhagavat Deha. And Granta Bhagavat two types, Chaitanya Bhagavat and Srimad Bhagavat. Unless until you are not getting mercy of Chaitanya Bhagavat, not getting mercy of Srimad Bhagavat. Unless until someone not getting mercy of Mahaprabhu, not get mercy of Krishna. So have to serve both Granta Bhagavat and Bhakta Bhagavat. Then bhakti, then Nishtha will come in our bhakti. When Nishtha will come, then although, unless until you are not getting Sarup Siddhi or beyond that, Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mad will be there and Raja, Tama, Bhava will be there, will not affect and you will be situated in Satya and gradually advance towards Shuddha Satya.
Thank you.
Sweet grass. You have arranged your breakfast and
yes.
Everything.
Yes.
They are in hotel.
Yes.
Not here, only about 1 minute from here.
Oh, in front.
Yeah, here. They have house and they have cook and
everything.
Everything, huh?
Yes.
Who's cooking, Vrindavan?
We have everybody's cooking.
Oh, everybody.
Combined.
Only 1 minute walking distance from here, from the gate.
In front.
Opposite side. Front. Yeah.
Other side.
Check off.